Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in hour number two. Wayne Madsen, the Wayne Madsen Report, is our guest. Worked for the National Security Agency. We're always honored to have Wayne Madsen on with us. He's written for some of the largest publications in the country. He, of course, has appeared on ABC News, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN, BBC, Al Jazeera, MSNBC. And as I said, he also is a U.S. naval officer, managed one of the first computer security programs for the U.S. Navy. He subsequently worked for the National Security Agency, the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation. Madsen was a senior fellow for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, and a privacy public advocacy organization. We've got him on about WikiLeaks, his investigation into what WikiLeaks really is, and are they under attack like we've been hearing. We're also going to talk about the railway bombings. We're going to get into a host of issues. Also, this healthcare looting that the healthcare lobbying arms actually got passed. It's the right wing won't tell people this is just a bailout like the banking bailout, and the left is acting like this is a free handout. So it's even worse than what the critics of Obamacare are actually saying. So we'll talk about that with Wayne. He always has breaking news for us. Wayne Madsen, good to have you here with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's get into WikiLeaks first.
Well, certainly it seems like this WikiLeaks is not what it appears to be. They're claiming they're under some surveillance, an operation led by the U.S. government and Icelandic authorities. The Icelandic government, which has been battered severely by the likes of Soros and his hedge funds and Goldman Sachs and all these other criminal elements in the banking industry. Probably the last thing they needed was WikiLeaks showing up to push this bill to turn Iceland into this haven for journalists and whistleblowers and leakers of every stripe. There's an old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And certainly this looks like this is a red herring. This whole operation in Iceland looks like it's intended to find a safe harbor for people to leak corporate information that can be damaging to competitors, especially competitors to Mr. Soros and Goldman Sachs.
Well, I've noticed that some of these leaks are selective, but some of it has been extremely damaging to the system. I mean, I've researched WikiLeaks. I think a lot of people involved in it are very good, but certainly government could use this to leak things that it wants out.
Well, certainly in the case of an old Swiss banking group, investment group called Julius Baer, which was founded in the 19th century, was one of the most secretive and considered one of the most stable Swiss financial institutions. WikiLeaks started leaking customer data from them. However, WikiLeaks began in 2006. The leaks from Julius Baer actually started in 2002. So there was this time frame where someone else was leaking that information, and WikiLeaks seemed to have glommed onto it. Anyway, what was leaked was people who had accounts in the Cayman Islands. Now, the U.S., all this information was turned over to Carl Levin and Robert Morgenthau, the DA up in Manhattan, and they started yelling and screaming about tax evaders. But many of these people were not even U.S. citizens. They were residents of Hong Kong, Singapore, and other jurisdictions where offshore accounts are perfectly legal. So it looked like this was basically an attempt to weaken Julius Baer, because right after the WikiLeaks publication, Baer's stock dropped 60%. They were then subject to a hostile takeover bid by Goldman Sachs, and their CEO was found dead. They said a suicide, but nobody seems to know why Alex Widmer, a widower with three kids, 52 years of age, was found dead in Switzerland.
We'll get more into WikiLeaks straight ahead and get into a host of other absolutely key issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wayne Madsen covers national security issues for national and international publications. WayneMadsenReport.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites. We're going back to him on a host of issues. Is the attack on Iran back on the front burner, with the CIA now saying they do have nukes or can make nukes? This is like 2003 Groundhog Day with Iraq all over again. We'll get into some interesting tidbits of knowledge he has on the train bombings over in Moscow, another bombing today in a separate area of the Russian Federation. But before we go back to Wayne Madsen, I have two new films coming out in the month of April. It's now April. You can pre-order them both. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, comes out April 15th. It will premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality online. You can also order the DVD in super high quality and get all the extras at Infowars.com for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Go watch the trailers, read about the film. It just covers the whole New World Order, their roundtable groups, how the Anglo-American establishment operates, the admission in their own words of world government, what type of world government will be, government narcotics trafficking, white slavery trafficking, pervert guilds in the Congress, the occultic activities. It just covers everything A to Z with stunning graphics. It's got Mark Dice, Peter Dale Scott, G. Edward Griffin, and others, Jason Burma's film. And then Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I hadn't made a documentary on the police state in almost 8 years. The FEMA camps are conclusively proven, how the shadow government operates, the national security directives, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the torture, the black sites. It's just all covered. The proof. People want to know about the shadow government, how the New World Order takeover is taking place, how they're federalizing police, the G20 attacks on peaceful citizens, the snatch and grabs, the globalists trying to set up my crew. It's an amazing documentary film, 2 hours and 20 plus minutes long, and that's not counting all the extras. It's over 3 hours of all the extras. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Both films are $19.95. Both of them get a big discount. Infowars.com. And your purchase of the DVDs makes this radio show possible. These will both be powerful tools in the InfoWar. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, I really respect your analysis because I've been following you for more than a decade. A decade ago, I didn't know what to think. I mean, a lot of your stuff was turned out to be true. Other parts of it I couldn't confirm till years later when I really got even more respect for you. And I can't think of when I've seen you be wrong. Because knowledge takes decades to gain. It isn't just having a decent brain or doing research. You've got to learn who to trust. You've got to learn who's accurate. You've got to learn who has a unique perspective on things that's revealing. And I didn't know today when I said, what's new? What's important? What's big? We don't do pre-interviews. You bring up WikiLeaks. I mean, I've tried to support them when they've been under attack. I've seen them blocked in different nations. I don't think the people that I know from there that I've talked to over the years are bad. But I do agree that they can be fed things that the establishment wants to be out. That can happen to any journalist or group. And I think the Army manuals they put out about false flag terror, the CIA manuals about how they're going to lie to the public, and that came out just last week, and how they count on our apathy. I mean, I read that CIA document, which they admit is real, that the CIA is angry, and that was over a year old. We saw those talking points used in our media. When you say that you've seen some places where you think it's being used to go after globalist enemies, I tend to think that's going to be done with any journalistic endeavor. Go further. Specifically, do you think it's totally run by Anglo-American interest, or are you saying it's being used? Because I see it do so much good.
I think it's used. I mean, it's also important to point out that some of the exposés that they've had, that information was already basically available in open source. So, but the thing with Iceland and their attempt to move into this information mecca has a lot to do with George Soros shorting the Icelandic krona, which led, of course, to the banking collapse in that country.
So you're saying they want a base to selectively get around privacy laws and leak info.
Right, and also use it to blackmail people and extort money and hurt competitors. And basically,
well, we know the New York Post page 6 has been caught doing that. Is there any evidence WikiLeaks is doing that?
Well, certainly, what we're seeing is this sort of a confluence between WikiLeaks and the person who I think represents the major gatekeeper of the left is George Soros. I think his counterpart on the right is Rupert Murdoch. I think these guys, when they get together, must slap each other on the knee and just laugh about how they've got, you know, the population of the world corralled into these two camps, and they're controlling all these media outlets. But certainly George Soros throws a lot of his billions around to control the message. There's links between his Open Society Institute and WikiLeaks. And, you know, this is all under the guise of do-gooder-type operations where freedom of information, freedom of the press. But when you look, peel back that onion, you find something that stinks pretty much like an onion.
Well, I respect your opinion, and we'll certainly see more of that come out. In fact, you mentioned that the head of Cryptome.org, that I respect, that he left WikiLeaks a few years ago and says it is an operation.
Yeah, John Young, who actually has published first-time information on Cryptome.org, I know John, and he says, you know, if he gets it, it gets published. And he's been harassed an awful lot. I mean, they canceled his internet service with his server, and John Young left in 2007 the board of WikiLeaks and charged it was a CIA front.
Well, let's hope that's not the case and they're just being used at certain levels. But what do you do as a journalist? Because I think about that when state police send me the MIAC report and then someone saying they were a federal marshal sent me the Homeland Security report. I mean, morally, I had a responsibility to put that out. I called the FBI. I called MIAC. I confirmed it was real. They got mad when they found out I had it. Right. You know, 'cause you can catch these guys off guard and they'll, you know, tell the truth when you read the code number out. I mean, then you start getting paranoid thinking, was I fed that? Why would they want that out? Why would, you know, it just gets, I guess that's what cloak and dagger is it just turns into a labyrinth.
Right. And I basically do a triage. There's information I get, which I look at the source, what it is. I say, well, this is good. This is a keeper. Then there's stuff that, frankly, that first glance is totally out there where the buses don't run. I immediately discount that. That's a dead, you know, that's basically a dead issue. And then there's, you know, the in-between. You're not really sure. You'll take a look at it, and that kind of goes into the sort of let's see where this one goes, sort of the pending file. So it's a triage situation. I've been schnookered in the past on some things, but I think it's all based on your sources and if you trust them and you know who they're, you know, basically tied up with. So you can spot a red herring the minute you see one.
Absolutely. Almost all the info I've been given has turned out to be accurate. The clergy response teams, government documents on the Pentagon surveilling yours truly. I want to get into Russia with you and the situation over there, Wayne. We really appreciate your time. But separately, you may not be aware of it, but Fox News in two articles in the last 2 days is basically implying I'm a terrorist in their terrorist section. The Southern Poverty Law Center is saying I'm calling for violence basically when I'm not. They're really coming after me right now. Why do you think London Guardian, Time Magazine, you name it, right now are specifically singling Alex Jones out and lying and saying that I'm promoting violence? What do you think that's about?
Well, I think it's part of this whole thing where we're talking about WikiLeaks. We're in a new phase of warfare. It's called information warfare, information operations, using information against people. In the case of Fox News, I mean, I used to go on Fox quite a bit, and then I caught them, and not only me, but some other people that appeared on Fox where they took the image, the still image, which they used on their website, and they distorted the image. They made some people have yellow teeth when they didn't. They took my face and expanded it out to where it was totally distorted. And, of course, they run those photos, and then people use it as a sort of like to make fun of you. And this is what Fox has been caught doing before. Fox isn't a news organization. They're a propaganda outfit. And Rupert Murdoch knows full well what he's running over there, and so does Roger Ailes. I don't even say Fox is an annex of the Republican Party, because the minute the Republicans serve their interests, they're going to toss them aside. Fox serves, I think, as the major controller and corraller of people on the right, as I mentioned earlier, George Soros represents on the left. And, of course, there's those in between. You know, you've got the New York Times, and you've got, of course, Murdoch has his newspapers in London, the Times of London. And
he has the Wall Street Journal. But that's what I'm asking you. Why do you think they're now branding Alex Jones as someone calling for violence? Are they angry that I'm telling all my listeners not to be violent? Because it looks like right now they're trying to create the perception that there's about to be this grassroots violence so they can clamp down on parts of the Tea Party they don't control.
They're trying to eliminate the competition, I think. The fact is there's now news sources available over the web and through YouTube and whatnot that is hurting their bottom line, and that they like nothing more than to eliminate that type of competition. And they'll use any sort of entree to do that. You know, say somebody's a terrorist, that then people might be worried about.
Yeah, I forgot to add that they called Homeland Security on me. That's in the article.
Well, I think there's a lot of symbiosis between Fox News and agencies of the government. Look how they've been leaked propaganda. They've hyped things up. Fox. That helped us get in this disaster in Iraq, and now they're hyping up Afghanistan.
And now they're pushing white Al-Qaeda.
Right, exactly.
All right, stay there. Let's get into Russia when we come back. WayneMansonReport.com is his excellent website. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Moving quick with Wayne Madsen. We'll be right back after these short messages.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate. View comparable homes and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Wayne will be with us about 5 minutes into the next segment, and I'm going to shift gears into a host of other important news, like federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal. In fact, we'll ask Wayne about that coming up in the next segment briefly. But right now, Russia, Wayne, we know the Tsar staged terror attacks. We know the NKVD, the KGB has done it. A lot of evidence points towards Russian intelligence in the late 90s. But you're saying that this points towards Georgia targeting the FSB in the bombings we've seen. Break it down.
Well, we've got this guy who said, who's the head of what they call the Caucasus Mujahideen. His name is Duko Umarov. He's claimed responsibility. He also claimed responsibility for the bombing of the express train last November from Moscow to St. Petersburg, which killed, amongst others, some high-level officials of the Russian government. I would note that what was interesting is that Nikolai Petrushev, who's the former head of the FSB and now on the Russian National Security Council, along with President Medvedev, Prime Minister Putin, Foreign Minister Lavrov, he pointed to the Georgian security services in an interview with the Russian newspaper Kommersant and stated that their information, their intelligence shows that Georgian special security officers are dealing with members of the Northern Caucasus Mujahideen, and it was also interesting that on March 21st, the government of Mikhail Saakashvili in Georgia. Now he was put in by George Soros with his money. It was a themed revolution called the Rose Revolution. He hosted a conference that was organized by the Jamestown Foundation of Washington. That's a neocon operation here, founded in part by William Casey, back the CIA director in the 80s, and something called the International School of Caucasus Studies at Ilya State University in Georgia. Again, they get their money from people like Soros. And what this conference was titled was Hidden Nations, Enduring Crimes, the Circassians and the Peoples of the North Caucasus Between Past and Future. Georgia also has a Russian language TV program that beams propaganda to stir up people in the rest of Russian Northern Caucasus. I mean, what Petrushev said, the former head of the FSB, it looks like he's right on the money here. Who basically is controlling Georgia?
Well, that would be a replay of the 1980s when they founded al-Qaeda and Mujahideen to menace the Russian underbelly a little bit further east. And right. We know that they launched a few weeks ago that hoax broadcast saying Russia had invaded again when Russia never invaded. That's how dumb they think we are in the West. So what is the point of carrying this out? I mean, how does that hurt Putin?
It hurts Putin because he knows he still has a, you know, it hurts him with the people of Russia, because if you can't guarantee someone's security when they're going to work on the metro, you're going to start to lose support. Now, that's exactly what Putin's enemies, these exiled Russian tycoons, want to do. He nabbed one of them. He nabbed Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who's a guest of the Russian government in Siberia. But escaping from Russia were people like Boris Berezovsky, the former media magnate. And he travels between Britain and Israel on his Israeli and British passports. He's got safe haven, he and others. And these people work through people like Saakashvili in Georgia to undermine Putin. Now, they used to also use Yushchenko, the president of Ukraine, but he's out of power now. And now there's a much friendlier president in Ukraine. So Putin has at least eliminated Kiev as a base, but he still has Tbilisi in Georgia as a base that's used for all this type of propaganda. And maybe Petrushev said, terrorist activities directed against the heart of Russia and Moscow and some of the other rest of republics, like the 12 policemen who were killed in a suicide bombings in Dagestan, which is part of this whole Northern Caucasus.
But explain this to me. How does it help the British to stage 7-7 bombing subways, to have police state crackdown? Blair's numbers actually went up. It was meant to boost flagging support for the Iraq war in 2005. We know our government has been caught red-handed. It's now been declassified and released in federal affidavits that the leader of the Mumbai attacks, as you said almost 2 years ago, was a U.S. agent. You talked about U.S. agents with the GPS. That now came out this week. So explain how it doesn't help Putin.
Well, what it does to Putin, it undermines his credibility. And this is what the neocon operation is. They're trying to drive a wedge between Prime Minister Putin and President Dmitry Medvedev. If they do that, they would like to see Medvedev continue as the president of Russia without Putin. And they think they can drive this wedge, and they can get things done with Medvedev that they can't do with Putin. And that's, and by hurting Putin as the prime minister, they can...
All right, we're going to come back. Did these bombings coincide with Russia announcing new cooperative alliances with China? And why is China's rhetoric rising now? What is the U.S. doing to anger them? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All we're after here is the truth, nothing more.
So many things going on in the world.
And the private central banks that control our planet have fingers in every nation. Russia, China, Israel, England, Germany, the United States. What is the state of the world right now? More and more talk, a replay of 2003 saying now Iran does have nukes. We've got to go in. Is there really a split between Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu? Where is all this going?
Well, I do think there's a split between Obama and Netanyahu, but we do know now that there's information coming out of the administration questioning the loyalties of some people in the Obama administration, particularly Dennis Ross, who holds the sort of the Middle East portfolio for the National Security Council. But I think he's emblematic of another problem. These people in the Obama administration, like Rahm Emanuel and certainly Dennis Ross and others, what country are they actually loyal to? Who do they support? Do they support President Obama, or do they support Netanyahu or one of his coalition partners like Labor, for example, which is very pro-war, by the way? There's nothing much left about the left in Labor. But certainly what we're seeing now is an attempt to put more sanctions on Iran through the United Nations. Now there's a report that China is coming around. But I would note that there's now a report. report that the U.S. may declare China a currency manipulator in the next Treasury report due on April 15th. And if that's the case, we could be looking at a trade war with China, which holds a lot of our debt. And, you know, how's that going to help the situation? We've got also had the thing with Google in China. But I think this is all part of a bigger picture about an impending national industrial policy that the Obama administration is creating and may be pushing very soon.
Flesh that out, what you mean by that.
Well, I think what we saw with the Toyota and Honda in Japan was part of this to make GM or Government Motors, which the government basically owns, much more lucrative at the expense of the Japanese. Now, then we had the thing with China, with Google. We have this idea that the Treasury Department may declare China a currency manipulator. Now, isn't that rich? One of the biggest influence peddlers in this Obama administration is George Soros, who has manipulated more currencies and crashed more economies from Iceland to Malaysia to Thailand. He tried to short the pound back in the early 90s. He's doing it right now. And he'll short the U.S. dollar if he has to. And I also have a sneaking suspicion he could make a lot of money with this currency war between the U.S. and China. This guy belongs in a prison somewhere. I don't know what country he owes allegiance to, but there's a lot of prisons in the world, and I think we could find room for Mr. Soros in one of them.
Shifting gears, Wayne Madsen, is this good news? New York Times, federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal.
It is good. Judge Vaughn Walker, of course, basically he declared the terrorist surveillance program and what was known at NSA as the Stellar Wind. This is what I was told by people inside Justice and the NSA. They knew it was illegal. They knew that the NSA was breaking the law by conducting this. Now we have this federal judge ruling it, in fact, was illegal. But the interesting thing is now, will Eric Holder and Obama seek to appeal that decision of Judge Walker? I have every belief that they will seek to appeal that because the wiretapping continues to this day under the Obama administration, as much as it did under Bush and Cheney.
Wayne, I know you've got to go catch a plane here. We've only got a few minutes left with you. On another subject, we do see some of the so-called left finally waking up and speaking out against Obama. But is that because they want to try to keep some credibility with the grassroots? Obama hiring more lobbyists than anybody, expanding wars, continuing torture, secret arrest, Patriot Act, signing statements. The list goes on and on with what he's done. The left finding out that Dennis Kucinich, before he flip-flopped, was telling the truth. This is a K Street lobbying takeover by the bank-owned insurance companies, cutting Medicare, Medicaid, while raising taxes, lowering the standard of care. They had a Meet the Press special where they admitted, yes, there are death panels. This will lower cost. I mean, just bizarre. And we have Naomi Wolf, the Rhodes Scholar, coming out and saying, yeah, Obama's bad. We're marching into fascism. What do you see happening there?
Well, I think people on the left are figuring out that they were sold a bill of goods with Mr. Hope and Mr. Change. We got no hope and nothing changed. And basically that's what people are waking up to. Many people look at the Obama administration as nothing more than the third term of George W. Bush. Look at the policies. There's not much change there. It's just a different panache, a different atmosphere, a different smile, better diction, better speeches. But when you look at the policies, especially for the environmentalists right now, they're up in arms over the drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, which Obama's authorized. So he's losing the support of people like the Sierra Club and others. I don't know where he's going to get his support when he decides to run for re-election. I'd be very surprised if people would trust him after they've seen him flip from what he ran on, the rhetoric that he ran on as candidate Obama, and where he sits today and where he's been.
Well, in my opinion, I think that's one of the flip-flops he did that was actually good, because the Russians and Chinese announced they're going to start drilling in those areas. And so now the oil companies are saying, you know, well, we've got our, you know, oligopoly here, but if they're going to get it, we might as well get it. I mean, isn't that really what that's about?
Right, but when you look at his base, the people who supported him, these people aren't going to be around for him in come the next election, because they felt, you know, they feel like they've been snookered by the guy. And And I think that's going, and then I think the impact, political impact of that is he's going to have at least one, maybe two challengers from the left in the Democratic primary in 12.
All right, last question, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Who do you see, because you're there in Washington every day, you're there at the press club every week, what's the word on who the Republicans are planning to run? The word I'm getting from inside Republican sources is it's a General Petraeus slash Mitt Romney ticket, it can be interchangeable, versus a Palin-Rick Perry ticket. Those are some of the main Republican contenders. Give us what you're hearing there on the Hill about that, and who are some of the Democratic challengers to Obama?
Well, certainly Mitt Romney was at the press club a few weeks ago. He's, according to everyone I talked to, Democrats and Republicans, he looks like he's got it. He's the favored person for 12. Now the others, Palin and all, I think they, you know, they're interesting. They get the clips on TV, but I think it's Romney. It's Romney's to lose unless we find out he's been visiting some sort of a bondage lesbian club in West Hollywood. I think it's his to lose. On the Democratic side, I see some potential troubles for.
Hold on, I thought that was one of Steele's aides. You're saying Mitt Romney's going to that?
No, I would say that would something like that would sink him if we were to find out. Right now, I think Romney's the clear winner in this. The only thing that could sink Mitt Romney would be to find out he was at one of those clubs. But I certainly know he seems to be pretty squeaky.
Why is that getting news that some Republican staffer's going there? I mean, does that anger the Republican pedophile leadership that they found a Republican who likes women?
Yeah, well, I think what it does is it's angering their the fundamentalist Christians who pump money in. So I see that Tony Perkins now has washed his hands of the GOP over that. So I see them. I see the party itself kind of self-destructing, but I think Romney's got it. And on the left, I would look at the guy who's on the outside of the Obama administration. He was very critical over the health care thing. I think we may not have heard the last from Howard Dean. I think he could be potentially a challenger to Obama from the left.
Okay. Well, Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You bet.
Wayne Madsen. Again, if you just joined us, I've got a lot of news I want to go over here today. Like federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal. FCC advisor advocates state-run propaganda megaphone to counter alternative media. That's a quote. You heard me. State-run media here in the U.S. New York Times columnist, death panels will save a lot of money. Paul Krugman tells roundtable economists agree it's going to be major. Oh, yeah, the government decides what health care you're going to be getting. And I meant to get to this on Tuesday, so I'm going to cover this coming up in the next hour after we take some more calls. The K Street hustling of Obamacare, great breakdown from Revolt of the Plebes, and I got some other articles here that dovetail with it. One from the Tea Party 365: Inside Washington, lobbyist healthcare heavyweights visit White House early and often. You know who's really behind this healthcare bill? Because we know who's behind it. We know it's a banker robbery through the insurance companies and brings in eugenics care. We know that. But the controlled right wing is just saying, oh, it's socialism. Let's not give poor people free health care. This raises taxes too much. And that is true to a certain extent. But morally, it lets the Democrats pose as if they're good guys. You bet we gave poor people some care. No, it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. If you're going to have socialism, at least deliver it. But see, it never gets delivered because powerful interests create socialism to steal the middle class wealth. So that is coming up, and we're going to go to James, Philip, Allen, Paul, Mona, and others. But I mentioned this in the first hour. I want to get to it now. 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado Democratic HQ. You know, we've mentioned this in the last week. Staging attacks before. We've got other articles about the Democrats painting swastikas on their buildings. They've been caught doing this over and over again. It's a form of false flag staged event. And Kurt Nemo's written an article about this. I think it's a great article. I would change the headline to Democrats Caught in False Flag Race Attack. But he wrote the headline, Video Proves Tea Party Activists did not spit on Dim. Well, it's more than that. They lied and said that they came out with police who were going to arrest the guy, but they decided not to. That's all on video. That's made up. No one was yelling the N-word. No one was saying we're going to kill you. No one was spitting on them. It's all on video from multiple angles. And the Black Congressional Congress caucus decided to not use the tunnel from their office building up over to the Capitol. They decided to walk through the group to then put out this false report. And they're still all over the news announcing this lie. And this is a great little piece that's posted in our article. It's also at the Ripple Effect Studios. Capitol Hill conspiracy filmmaker dissects congressman spitting incident. And so both these articles are linked and posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPilot.com. But this is another false flag, false report. Here it is. Okay, now that's a one-minute raw video of the people screaming, kill the bill, not kill members of the Black Congressional Caucus. They're yelling. They're not spitting, and the Black congressman comes over and says he's spitting in his face. They're not yelling the N-word. Now, I just showed you a raw clip. We're going to play part of this clip and then come back from break and play the rest of it. Here is the piece, Capitol Hill Conspiracy. Here it is.
On Saturday, March 20th, citizens gathered outside the United States Capitol to protest the impending health care bill. Until January 2009, protesters have been reminded time and again that dissent was patriotic. In the age of Obama, however, protest was no longer patriotic. It was now, well, racist. To prove it, a group of Black Democrats chose to avoid the tunnel and walk right through the protesters to the Capitol. Equal opportunity in their protest, the citizens booed the Black congressmen as lustily as they had booed the white ones. But that was it. As the congressmen made their way to the Capitol, nothing happened. There was no violence, no threats of violence, not even any profanity. If there were any racial slurs, no one seems to have heard them. I didn't hear the slurs, said House Whip James Clyburn, who walked with the group. How could he? Not one of the many videos shot that day recorded any. They did record, however, hundreds of people expressing their dissent against a bill that the majority of Americans deeply opposed. Many, like the man in black shirt and white cap on the left, shouted, kill the bill! A distracted Congressman Emanuel Cleaver passed right in front of the man and apparently caught some flying spray. Unhappy, Cleaver jabbed his finger in the man's face. That night, all hell broke loose, and the streets erupted in riot and flame. Oh, excuse us. This is recent footage from Berkeley, where left-wing students and union members tried to burn down the house of the school's chancellor. Didn't see that on CNN? Much less newsworthy was the protest in front of the Capitol. Except that Congressman Cleaver was still mad about the flying spittle. So we brought a policeman out to find the alleged spitter. Cleaver's office immediately sent out a release saying that the man had been arrested, but that the saintly Cleaver declined to press charges. But it was not true. Said the Capitol Police, There were no elements of a crime, and the individual was not able to be positively identified. The video supports the police.
All right, we're going to back up this great investigative piece. I want to, in the next few days, try to get this documentary news producer on. This is real journalism. Because it's on record that they had arrested someone spitting and yelling the N-word to a black congressman. And that is still reported by MSNBC and CNN every day. They are invoking racism. They are invoking racial division. They are lying and saying there's no black people, even though you watch that footage of black people all over the place that don't want the IRS taking more of their paycheck and who don't want death panels. They've seen how big government helps them. 52% of blacks in this country are never born. They're murdered. And the establishment wants to keep blacks under their control in their Democratic Party, Senator Byrd, Ku Klux Klan, plantation, so they could kill them and use their death panels against them. That's the truth. They're a bunch of eugenicists like Margaret Sanger. We'll be right back.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it the Survival Seed Bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
By the way, when I say the Democratic Party wants to kill black people, the leadership of it, you go back to the 20s, 30s, and 40s with Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers. We have their publications. They set all this up. They kill over half the black people that would have been born in America. And it's time for black people to realize the Republicans aren't going to save you and neither are the Democrats. But these racist controllers aren't going to come at you as a Ku Klux Klan group. They're going to fund the white supremacists, the Klan groups, and then they're going to act like they're opposing them and they're fighting them. They want you on the plantation, the reservation. They want white people, Hispanics, Asians. It doesn't matter. They want to run our lives. And a lot of black folks are figuring this out. So the media runs this giant hoax saying, well, if the whole Tea Party isn't racist, their heart is. And they run these hoaxes saying on the House floor and outside this happened. And those black congressmen chose to go out in amongst those groups to go and put press releases out and to lie and say that man was arrested and to lie and say they were screaming the N-word, to lie to make white people and black people be at each other's throats. That is so low down. That is low down. And the constituents need to understand that they use race politics to control you while the black leaders build more abortuaries in your neighborhood. Let's complete the clip.
So we brought a policeman out to find the alleged spitter. Cleaver's office immediately sent out a release saying that the man had been arrested, but that the saintly Cleaver declined to press charges. But it was not true. Said the Capitol Police, there were no elements of a crime, and the individual was not able to be positively identified. The video supports the police. No matter. On the word of Cleaver alone, the McClatchy papers ran with this absurdly false and inflammatory headline that very afternoon. The McClatchy-owned Kansas City Star, Cleaver's hometown paper, would soon add, quote, some Tea Party supporters spat on Cleaver Saturday on Capitol Hill because the U.S. congressman is black. The agitprop was working. Two nights later, after a mindless media firestorm, MSNBC's inimitable Keith Olbermann summed up the Democrats' takeaway message. Quote, if racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart. As Nikolai Lenin once coldly noted, a lie told often enough becomes the truth. But that was before the internet. Despite the offer of a $10,000 reward, no one has been able to produce evidence of a single racial slur. Please spread the word and put this lie to bed.
Absolutely. Well said. Well done. For over a week, there's been a $10,000 reward from the tens of thousands of people out there, the hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of cameras. Most people have cameras now. Their iPhones are cameras. Their cell phones are cameras. No N-word. Though we've caught people at San Antonio Tea Parties, who we know are Democratic Party operatives, with racist signs before, but then they've been caught, so they're beginning to back off. But it is more than outrageous to engage in this type of behavior. And the McClatchy headline, he didn't read it on air, he just showed it, said congressman called N-word by Tea Partiers. No retraction, no nothing, running the inflammatory word, spelling it out for everybody to incite racial tension so they can maintain control of the black voting bloc. And they've got the Hispanic voting bloc. They're trying to get into race politics. Oh, this group doesn't want your taxes raised because they don't like you. This group doesn't want illegals to get free health care. Not because they don't want the country to go bankrupt, but because they don't like you. Not because they don't want to pay more taxes. They don't like you. These are limousine liberal race pimps.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.